the great download. He shall take of mine and show it unto you. The greatest download that has ever been done came before Apple, came before Microsoft, came before technology, came before electricity, came before lights. The greatest download came down from above. It is a glorious download where heaven downloads to earth, where the celestial downloads to the terrestrial. You cannot assume that everybody understands what Pentecost Sunday is. Pentecost is not something that God did off the spur of the moment. Pentecost is a divine strategy that goes from one end of the book to the other. Get ready for the great download. So then you must realize that when we're talking about Pentecost, we are also understanding that Pentecost is about harvest. Yeah, it's about seed time and harvest. It is considered the feast of harvest. It is the residual on a seed planted. Yeah, the harvest comes from the sacrifice of a seed. Now I see why Jesus kept referring to himself as a seed. He said, except a grain of seed or wheat fall into the ground and die, it abide alone. But if it die, it bring forth much fruit. No wonder he asked the Passover lamb when they hung him high and stretched him wide. The Bible said he rose from the dead for 30 days, showed himself alive for 40 days, and then told them to wait for Pentecost, which came on the 50th day, because that is the seventh week, and that is the time of the harvest. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the first harvest was 3,000 souls got the download. It was Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's a download. Oh my God, that's what I'm trying to do right now. I'm trying to download into you what was downloaded into me so it will pass. The vessels may change, but the oil still flows. The vessels may change, but the oil still flows. The vessels may change, but the oil still flows. The vessels may change, but the oil still flows. The vessels may change, but the oil still flows. The vessels may change, but the oil still flows. The vessels may change, but the oil still flows. The vessels may change, but the oil still flows. Christ said, I'm here, but the vessels may change, but the oil is still going to flow. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. My spirit is going to flow into you. I have been with you. The vessels may change. You'll see me no more, but the oil will still flow. And so they had to wait, because it was illegal for God to fill them on the 40th day. So they went to Jerusalem to wait for it to be legal for the download. Sometimes when my phone tells me I got a download, it'll let me know that the download is going to take a certain amount of time. And I know that in order to make the download, I have to leave the phone hooked up to Wi-Fi and leave it plugged in overnight, because this is a big download. I can't download a big download in a short time. For what God was about to download to the church, they had to wait. Though it tarry, wait for it. My God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. God is about to give you a major download. That's why the devil is fighting you. That's why sickness is fighting you. That's why fear is fighting you. That's why depression is fighting you. The bigger the fight, the bigger the download. The bigger the fight, the bigger the download. I don't know who I'm talking to, but the bigger the fight, the bigger the download. If you've been in a big fight, you ought to praise him like you lost your mind, because you're getting ready for a big download. So the Bible says that they were in one place with one accord. 70 souls sitting around waiting. What are they waiting on? They're waiting on the download. The download, the little line is going. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's going. And Jesus ascends while it's downloading. He ascends, and he ascends on a cloud, and it's still downloading. And he says, don't try to preach because the download is still going on. Don't try to teach because the download is still going on. Don't lay hands on nobody because the download is still going on. You know, you can't get on your phone while you're downloading. You can't call nobody while you're downloading. You can't take pictures while you're downloading. You got to wait for the download to finish, and the phone will let you know when the download is over, because it'll go off and it'll come on again. And when you see the sign coming, you know the download is over. So you don't hear what I'm saying. So when the day of Pentecost was fully come, here comes God's logo like Apple on a phone. When the day of Pentecost was fully come and they were in one place with one accord, suddenly there came a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. Cloven tongues appeared like as a fire and set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the download. Now, I want you to see how real this is. God wanted it to be on the feast of the Passover because devout men from every nation were coming to Jerusalem with their harvests to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. They didn't just happen to be in town. They were in town bringing their wagons full of their harvests. So it's harvest time. It's the early harvest. It's the beginning of the harvest coming in. And so when the Pentecost happened and the Holy Ghost fell, there were devout men from Samaria and Judea and the uttermost parts of the earth were all gathered in Jerusalem because it was the Feast of Pentecost. But what they were doing was celebrating in the natural what God was doing in the spiritual. They came with one kind of harvest, but they left with another one because God was downloading on the day of hand when the day of Pentecost was fully come. And all of a sudden, they're operating on one level. They're down in Jerusalem operating in the earth realm, and God's up in the upper room operating on another level. He's operating on a higher dimension. What you're doing down here doesn't even compare with what God is doing up there. And they heard those men in the upper room and they thought they were drunk. And Peter said, these men are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing as it is the third of the hour of the day. But this is that which the prophet Joel spoke of, that in the last days I will do a download. I will do a download on my sons and my daughters, on my handmaidens and my servants. I'm going to do a download. And that's how you're going to know you're in the last days, because you're going to get a download. Don't be shocked by COVID-19 and all of this stuff. If you read your Bible, everything happening is in your Bible. Everything in your newspaper is in your Bible. All of the plagues and all of the wars and all of the chaos and all of the racial malice and hatred is in your Bible. One of the signs of the last days, the Bible said, generations shall be against generation. In the original language, it is ethnos against ethnos, or ethnicity against ethnicity. It is a sign of the end time. The killings in the street are a sign of the end time. Calling right wrong is a sign of the end time. The return of injustice is a sign of the end time. Plagues that nobody can cure is a sign of the end time. Body bags stacked up in the street is a sign of the end time. Inflation with food is a sign of the end time. The Bible said it'd take a bag of gold to buy a loaf of bread. That's inflation. It's a sign of the end time. The shortage of food is a sign of the end time. Don't be shocked. All these years we've been preaching it. Then when it happens, you're walking around with your mouth hanging open. The Bible said. The Bible said. The Bible said. In the last days, it would be a great falling away. So you're talking about the nuns generation, and there's a falling away, and many people are not believing, and they don't believe in church. That ain't shocking. The Bible said in the last days there'd be a great falling away. It's a sign of the end time. It's a sign of the end time. It's a sign of the end time. Every time you see somebody with their knee on somebody's neck, it's a sign of the end time. And you see a justice system that goes blind and looks the other way, is a sign of the end time. Every time you see a killing like that, it's a sign of the end time. Every time you see a mother shoot her baby, it's a sign of the end time. Every time you see a child turn against a parent and the parent turn against a child, it said mothers will be against daughters and fathers will be against sons. It's all prophetic. It's a sign. Can you handle this kind of preaching? It's a sign of the end time. God is making a download. The download is so profound. The download is so powerful. God is downloading information. Now, I got to go deeper. I want to go deeper. Put my scripture back up on the screen again, particularly those last four verses or so of that scripture. Put it up on the screen so I can see it, because I'm getting ready to go deeper, and I'm going to go deeper into something. I want you to understand what to expect. I want you to understand what's going to happen. I want you to understand what God is doing. I want you to understand what it means to be filled with the Spirit. I want you to understand, you've been walking in your flesh so long that your senses are weak. Your senses are weak because you don't use them much. But now you're going to have to use your senses, because you're locked up in your house. You got to use your senses. You can't lean on somebody else's anointing. You got to use your senses. You got to activate your prayer life. You got to clap your hands. You got to get down by your bed and plead the blood for yourself. Oh, my God. You can't just walk up and have somebody lay their hands on you. You got to get God to lay his hands on you. We're coming into the end time. By the way, the laying of hands is a sign of a download. Some of you are trying to mold with dirt. You can't make a vase out of dirt. There is a difference between dirt and clay. Though the clay is found on the ground, it has been through enough that it has become pliable. It is on the wheel where the shaping occurs. Stop avoiding the spin, because you'll never be what he had in mind until you're willing to jump into the spin cycle. And all of a sudden, a lump of clay begins to look like something. The silent sermons of God. Acts chapter 1, I believe it's verse 8. He says, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall download, receive power. You ain't got to be powerful. All you got to do is accept the download. If you accept the download, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Jesus is talking to his disciples. Now, this is good. Let me come down here. This is good. This is good. Can I come down here? I want to come down here. Yeah, I want to come down here. I want you to see this. This is real good. Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he's saying to his disciples, he says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And this is what blew my mind. He says, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. And I thought, wait a minute. What do you mean they shall be witnesses? Aren't they already witnesses? Aren't they witnesses to you already? Wait a minute, Jesus. They were there when you called them. They were there when you healed the woman with the issue of blood. they were there when you healed blind Bartimaeus. They were there when you called Lazarus out of the grave. Aren't they already witnesses? They were there when Judas betrayed you. They were there when they took you from judgment hall to judgment hall. They were there when they nailed you to the cross. They were there when you hung you high and stretched you wide. Aren't they already witnesses? They were there when the tomb was empty. They saw you come out of the grave. They know that the tomb is empty. If anybody ought to be witnesses, these boys ought to be witnesses. And yet he said, ye shall be witnesses unto me. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? You shall be witnesses unto me. And all of a sudden he said, no. They're not witnesses because of the things they saw me do. Because the things they saw me do don't define who I am. In order to be a witness unto me, you have to receive the witness on the inside. The Holy Ghost is the only one who can be a witness unto me, because the Bible says that the Lamb was slain from the foundations of the world, and you weren't there from the foundations of the world, but the Holy Ghost was there from the foundations of the world. And the reason you aren't witnesses is because the witness is coming. The witness is coming. You see that? The witness. The witness that was there when I said, let there be. The witness that was there when I was setting up in the council of God and said, let us make man in our own likeness and in our image. The witness that was there before there was a where or a when or a this or that. The witness is coming. The witness is coming. Look at your neighbor and say, the witness is coming. Now you shall be witnesses unto me. After that, the Holy Ghost has come up on you. When the Holy Ghost comes up on you, he shall testify of me. Because you only see through a glass darkly. You only got partial information. You don't even know the facts. But when he, which is perfect, is come, you shall be witnesses on a level you were never a witness before. So he says, don't preach nothing yet. Because you're not ready until the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Because the Holy Ghost knows my roots. The Holy Ghost goes into my Ancient of Days. The Holy Ghost goes back into the corridors of heaven. The Holy Ghost was there when Lucifer fell from heaven. The Holy Ghost was there before I cast the first star out into the sky. He can be a witness of me. And the only way you can be a witness is to receive the witness. Witness, witness, witness. Witness, witness, witness. Witness, witness, witness. Witness, witness, witness. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Witness, witness. My soul is a witness for my Lord. My soul is a witness for my Lord. He made me a witness for my Lord. I'm a sanctified witness for my Lord. I'm a witness for my Lord. I'm a sanctified witness for my Lord. I'm a born again witness for my Lord. My soul is a witness. He made me a witness. He made me a witness. He made me a witness. A witness, a witness. He made me a witness. I'm a baptized witness. I'm a sanctified witness. I'm a Holy Ghost witness. He made me a witness. Send me to court. Send me to court. Send me to court. I'm a baptized witness. I'm a witness, a witness. I'm a witness, a witness. I'm a witness, a witness. He made me a witness. praise somebody. So as I close, ow! 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 Woo! Hallelujah. What I'm trying to tell you is that you got a whole lot of Passover, but not enough Pentecost. You got a whole lot of Passover, but not enough Pentecost. Am I Messiah? Oh, excuse me. You got a whole lot of Passover. You got that part down by death, burial, resurrection. You got all of that down. Down pat, but you missed the download. And the reason you haven't heard much about the Feast of Pentecost is that you're still stuck at the Passover. You're stuck back there at the Passover, and all of your songs and all of your celebrations and all of your festivities and all of your faith is back there where God was and not where God is. This is the reign of the Holy Spirit for the end times, Asha. You're gonna have to have the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that withstands the spirit of the Antichrist. Thessalonians, he that letteth shall continue to let until he be taken out of the way. The hand of Christ can never take over as long as the Holy Spirit is reigning. This is the reign. Oh, I'm about to mess up a good Sunday morning service. This is the reign. This is the reign and the rulership of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to prove it to you. In Acts chapter 2, there was a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. Cloven tongues appeared like as a fire, sat upon each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, they were filled again in Acts chapter 10, verse 44 through 48. But no wind, no fire, no sound, just filled. They were filled again in Acts chapter 19, 1 through 5. No wind, no fire, no processional of any kind. Why did the procession happen in 2, but it didn't happen in 10, and it didn't happen in 19? Because in Acts chapter 2, it was more than filling with the Holy Ghost. It was the beginning of the reign of the Holy Spirit over this era. And you still back at the cross talking about the Passover, and we have come into Pentecost, and you're missing this. And this is not a denomination. This is not a denomination. This is no more a denomination than the Passover was. This is not a doctrine. It's no more a doctrine than the Passover was. It's for every believer. Every believer. God got a download for every believer. It's just like your phone. They'll notify everybody got an Apple phone. Get a download at the same time. Ain't my fault if you don't download it. You get the notification that it's there, but you got to do the download. Yes, and I came to notify you. Hey, it's here. And for these devils we're fighting right now, these COVID devils, these suicide devils, these depression devils, this spouse abusing devil that is loose in this earth right now, this crazy devil that's loose in this earth right now. When in all of your life have you seen the whole world shut down at the same time and you couldn't go nowhere or fly nowhere or drive anywhere to escape it? Don't you know this is not ordinary? You run around talking about this is the flu. I've never seen the flu shut down the planet. You need to download.
You got a God
that the more you put in front of him, the more he'll begin to flow. The more you have a need, the more he'll have an answer.
No matter what your circumstances are, God's will is for you to experience his promises of provision.
The more you knock, the more the door shall be opened.
For your gift of any amount, you'll receive audio of Bishop T.D. Jakes' inspiring two-part teaching, Receive the Overflow, and our exclusive Summer of Blessing journal.
The more you seek, the more you shall find.
For your gift of $90 or more, you'll also receive the Positioned for Favor video series, as well as Bishop's groundbreaking book, The Great Investment. Expand your understanding of God's movements in your life and learn to balance faith, family, and finance with these incredible resources.
God is not limited by the containers we put him in.
Call or go online to receive your bundle today. Feel free to reach out to us on social media and share your story of how God is impacting your life. We look forward to seeing you next time on The Potter's Dodge.